You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
You are now entering the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast, a show that uncovers what's fact, what's fake, and what's fun in the crazy world of pseudo-archaeology. Hello and welcome to the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast, episode 179. And tonight, we are looking at Dan Farah and the Age of Disclosure. The aliens are among us, my friends. And Bill Maher interviews Dan Farah on Club Random. So, hey. Welcome back, everybody. It's good to be here for this 179th episode of this situation. Looking at what we're going to go over today. Okay. So I'm always looking, you know, you guys know, looking for like themes to talk about here. And you know what tends to happen is I'll have something where I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to talk about this week. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to talk about this. But then something else comes. Like I'll just see something and be like, oh, I got to do this. So what happened this week is I was just watching my YouTubes, as I do. And I am a big fan of Bill Maher, right? I really like his show on HBO. And I also follow him on Club Random, which is like his live podcast, you know, on YouTube. How Club Random works is he interviews people on there who are not necessarily like political figures, right? His show Real Time on HBO is much more a kind of serious, political, topical situation. And he's been doing this thing forever. But on YouTube, he does this Club Random thing, which is more relaxed. And he just interviews people who are kind of maybe in the news or just kind of famous for the moment based on a thing, or it's more relaxed. And sometimes they smoke the ganja while they talk and, you know, and they have a drink or whatever. And it's fun. It's lighthearted. This week, this most recent one, he interviewed this guy, Dan Farah. And I didn't know who Dan Farah was. I had no idea. And, you know, he's introduced as being somebody who's in Hollywood, in kind of the movie business, if that makes sense. And he is, I guess, best well known as a producer on Ready Player One, the Steven Spielberg movie. And I love Ready Player One. It's a great movie. He's listed as producer. And I don't want to take away from what Dan Farah has done, but you know, producer can mean a lot of things. But I would think that was a serious role for him. And I think he did have a serious part in Ready Player One in terms of making that film a reality. So, you know, good for him. On the flip side, though, he made this very recent movie on Amazon, a documentary called Age of Disclosure. And you guys might even remember this. It was like my subconscious mind noticed this. And it was just a handful of months ago. I don't know. I want to say 3 months ago or something, where on Amazon Prime, on Amazon Video, there was this huge push to watch this Age of Disclosure movie. And it was one of those documentaries where it was like, serious things are happening. Look, the aliens are among us. And look, we are going to figure out the truth. You know, the same old crap that they always do. But this one was really pushed. Like, I think they spent a lot of money on the public relations outreach situation for this documentary. And, you know, don't you find that it doesn't matter what a movie or documentary is about? It's like, how much money do they put into trying to get people to see this thing? And it turned out that this documentary, Age of Disclosure, became Amazon's number one most downloaded documentary, I think, of all time. And because it's about, as we'll see, it's about like UFOs and the idea that the government's been covering all of this up, right? And it needs to be disclosed. That's the whole thing. Age of Disclosure means now is the time where the secret documents shall be revealed and we'll see that the government has been hiding aliens from us all along. That's the whole thing. And it's going to go down the same path. Already, fans of this podcast, you're like, oh, I know where this is going. But it gets this huge push. And so enough of a push where Dan Farah is invited onto Bill Maher's podcast, onto Club Random. And so they sit and I think they have about an hour and a half conversation, which is almost on the, I guess, regular to almost short side for Club Random. And Bill Maher starts interviewing. One of the first things that they talk about is Bill starts to talk about UFOs and Dan goes, no, UAPs. And Bill's like, what? And Dan's like, oh yeah, we don't use the term UFO. We use the term UAP for, I believe it's unidentified anomalous phenomena. That's what it is. And Bill's like, what's wrong with you, dude? They're UFOs, you know? And I'm right with Bill on this one. You guys have heard me bitch about this before. It's like, enough with the relabeling with UAP. It's so lame. But Dan does bring up the more serious point where he's like, oh yeah, if you call it UAP, people take it more seriously, right? Because the word UFO, it has all the silliness that comes with it. Now, UAPs have the same amount of silliness, but the term just hasn't cotton up yet, if that makes sense. It's still unknown enough to be like, oh, this might have something with it. It might be more important than a UFO. No, it's the same old stuff. And of course, Dan just jumps right in to tell us like how there's UFOs, or I mean UAPs, everywhere. And, you know, we're blind if we don't believe this and the government is hiding it all. He's talking about how there's more and more evidence every day. Yes, I would like to retort and say there's more and more shitty evidence every day. And what we're going to see as we go through this is the evidence that Dan uses is freaking terrible, you guys. And I do have to say, man, I am always a fan of these. And what I mean by that is I want to hear a good argument. I want to like come into this and I want to watch this movie and be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Even if it's like, you know what? I still don't believe in UFOs. I don't believe there's any alien life. I don't believe any of that. But I do want to be like, oh, but that's a good point. Oh, that's really interesting. And you guys, it totally doesn't. It's the same old dumb shit. And it just bums me out. I'm like, you have nothing new. It's shocking how much old crap that he ultimately digs up. But the way that Dan sells it, the thing he talks about constantly is that he has very, quote, credible people. And he talks about that, look, if you get credible people, that is the best evidence of all, right? That is the best you can do. The best evidence is credible people telling their stories. And I'm like, no, it's not even close. The best evidence is if a huge UFO crashes into downtown Boise, Ohio. Ohio. Oh, boy. Boise, Ohio. Boise, Ohio. It's a little known town. Yeah, the best evidence is if, you know, a huge UFO crashes into Cleveland. Pick your town, right? And then there's people dying and screaming, and then aliens come out of the UFO. That's great evidence. But they don't have any of that. It's the same old dumb crap. Dan talks about how that basically, I don't know, first known contact is going to come very soon because of our use of nuclear weapons. We've alerted the universe that we are complex enough, right? It reminds me so much of on Star Trek, how they're like, once you get warp drive technology, that's when aliens connect with Earth. You know, it's just all silly. They go down the rabbit hole about the nuclear age. I do have to say, Bill Maher, who again, I'm a huge fan of, Bill Maher does believe a lot of this crap. And I'm like, oh, Bill, you got taken in, Bill, come back, Bill. But they're talking about like sort of the nuclear signature, you know, and isn't it crazy that right after Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that's when UFO contact started. Yes, it could be that, or it could be our entire culture was into this stuff and the space race and everything. So their minds were on it. So they thought they saw this stuff late at night because they were already thinking of it. I don't know. What do I know? He goes onward to talk about Donald Trump, you know, is pursuing this secret truth but he's keeping it secret, right? He knows that there's aliens out there, but he hasn't told anyone. And Bill, to his credit, is like, dude, Donald Trump is not going to keep anything secret. He's going to tell us in like 1 minute, which is, of course, totally true. And something about secrets. Secrets are never kept. You know what I mean? Triply so if the secret is a big whopper and if hundreds, if not thousands of people have to keep the same secret. That never works. And what you'll see is people on the side of UFOs, one of the first things they do is they'll try and cut the legs out of people like me. They'll be like, I'm tired of hearing that nobody can keep a secret. I don't care if you're tired of hearing it. It's freaking true, right? Secrets have a sell-by date. They totally do. Like, secrets can be kept for a while, but not forever. And if you have a ton of people, dude, that's never going to happen. So the idea, the overarching narrative on this, that there's this secret, great, fantastic alien evidence that has been kept from us is just idiotic. And unfortunately, the documentary has nothing good or new or creative or different to tell us. Oh, but when we come back, more on Dan Farah and the Age of Disclosure. Well, hello and welcome back to the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast, episode 179. And I have been talking about Dan Farah, who directed the documentary The Age of Disclosure, and his interview by Bill Maher on Club Random. And we have been talking about how he's saying that there's evidence everywhere for UFO, I mean UAP technology. He goes onward to talk about that this is basically a battle between the United States and China, right? That we have to beat the Chinese to collecting, understanding, and using this alien technology that we've all collected in secret, right? And this is like the big race of the 21st century, basically. And we don't know what's happening, but it totally is. And the evidence, of course, is everywhere, except it's not. He talks about movies. You know, they talk about how science fiction kind of gives us an opening into what the future will hold. Sure, that happens sometimes, and other times it don't. They talk about War of the Worlds and Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull and how we're supposed to take all this stuff more seriously, but we don't. And we chicken out and we laugh at it. But our laughter, friends, our laughter at alien bullshit is based in fear, you know? And that's what I've said about you guys. You people are afraid. What a bunch of chicken shits listening to this. You are so afraid that you don't believe in aliens. What's wrong with you? Sad. So he goes on to one of these other his major points where it's like the files need to be disclosed, right? The name of the movie is Age of Disclosure. Files need to come out right away. And he's just on and on about these secret government files. Dude, if you actually look at some of these secret government files, and I've seen some of these, and it's not because I'm special, it's because they get declassified. Right. And so you see what's in there. And I'm sure there are files that are serious and about like national security and that kind of stuff. But you guys, there are a ton of files that are just full of nothingness bullshit. Like when you look at these, because the government does all kinds of like top secret projects and they make projects top secret, even when they're like silly as hell. The one that I remember is I looked at one. It was about, that the Lost Ark of Indiana Jones fame, the real one had actually been located in 1988. And the reason for this was that the CIA, I think, did a real project where they had psychics. They had psychics come in and they asked the psychics where these things were. They would like put them in a trance and be like, where is the Ark? And then the psychic would be like, I see a cave in the desert, you know, and you're like, dude, and they write it all down. There's forms. It's all typed up. It's like says top secret on it. That happened in the 80s. It was declassified in 2000. And I read it like a year ago. Again, you could look it up right now. And it's just, it's sad how much time our government is wasting on this crap. Like when I look at that, and they spent thousands, right, on that dumbass project in the 80s with psychics. So freaking lame. I'm like, hey, I know. How about spend no money on this alien bullshit and some more schools? Make college cheaper. How about that? Let's use that same money. No, we're still going to look for the alien bullshit. Okay. See, because that's the stuff that bums me out. I don't mind if people talk about stupid shit, but I do mind if a bunch of our tax money is just literally flushed down the toilet for this stupid crap. And that's what's happening, right? You guys probably saw more recently, like where all the government officials got together to talk about like the state of UFO affairs. It'd be funny if it wasn't such a waste of time and money and resources. So we're supposed to take all this stuff seriously. Oh, and then he talks about like different contact events that people have had, you know, the times when people have actually seen aliens. And again, Bill Maher, to his credit, is like, dude, what? Really? You know, we're going to the serious, like farmer in field sees alien and is probed. Like that kind of old, tired, like no fun. Give me something new. God. Oh, there's multiple intelligent life forms, though. There's not just one kind of alien. There's like two or three or five, you know. Okay, what this is, there's always a time with this, you guys. This happens about halfway through this, the interview, and it's the same with the documentaries. And I use documentary, of course, in very relaxed situation where these stories, they can start out good and they can start out serious. And I think we as the audience always give them the benefit of the doubt. We do. Because I'm like, for me, I'm watching Dan Farah and I'm like 2 minutes in. I'm not like, oh, you fool, you're lame. I'm like, oh, who is this guy? What does he have to say? And I'm taking it seriously. Right. But about halfway through, it's usually a bit less. It's usually about like a third of the way through where they bring out like their main thesis or some big part of the story. And it is so utterly ludicrous that you're like, oh, God damn it. You know, and it was right around here where he's like, oh, no, let's go onward to contact events. And oh, by the way, there's multiple types of intelligent life. At that point, you're like, yeah, dude, just say whatever. I could give a shit. Like, just yeah, just blab, dude. I don't even care. And then you get mad. At least I do, where I'm like, oh, I invested my time in you. I gave you the pass. I took you seriously and you freaking wasted my time. You know, it was just the same, you guys, when I did that movie, The Atlantis Myth or whatever it was called. Oh, shit. I can't remember. I did it like a year and a half ago or so. It was like the Atlantis situation or something. You can look back. I did a podcast on it. But in that case, it was a documentary on Atlantis. And in that case, the director, I forget his name, but he got in touch with me personally and he said, hey, you can watch this movie. And he gave me a free like key so I could watch it for free. And I acted in good faith. And I got to say, so did he. He was a serious guy. He was like, I just want you to, you know, look at this and see what you think. And I did. And it was terrible. Right. And his movie on Atlantis, it was both of these are the same. Age of Disclosure is just like that Atlantis movie, where the production value is really high, you guys, right? It looks good. There's good people involved, interesting interviews. Like as a production, it's really great. But the story is so stupid. You know, with the Atlantis one. Oh, I think it was called the Atlantis Puzzle. I'm pretty sure it was the Atlantis Puzzle. In the Atlantis Puzzle, the reveal was that Atlantis is actually in Africa as part of this geological structure called the Rashat structure. That is so freaking dumb. And I felt the same as I was watching the movie. I was like, oh, God damn it. Why did you make, you know, like I was just pissed because it's so stupid. And this is the same. It's just, it's great production attempting to hide a boring, stupid, waste of time story. But I will say, I have not actually seen Age of Disclosure. I do not say that to virtue signal and be like, oh, I'm too pure to watch Age of Disclosure. I would love to watch Age of Disclosure. I did try to do my best due diligence on this, you guys. I watched every free like trailer of it. I looked it up online and I looked up like the stories that they covered and I looked up the people they were interviewing. And I do have to say, being kind of a specialist at this point in pseudo-archaeology, that I know the stories and I know the people and I know what is in there. But I do want to be honest, and I don't want to be that guy who poo-poos something who he hasn't seen. But I did try and educate myself as best I could. Why haven't I seen it? It's behind a paywall on Amazon. You have to pay at least $15. And I'm like, I kind of made a deal with myself a long time ago with this that I wouldn't burn my own money on it. You know, I think if it was like $2.99, I would probably do it and just be like, hey, man. You know, but $15, I just can't. Yeah, I'm going to wait. When it becomes free, when it becomes open on Prime, I'll watch it. I don't think there'll be anything new, or I know there won't be anything new. I don't think anything I say will change at all, just because I did look into it as best I could. I do want to do my due diligence, but just do note that. With that said, Dan goes on to talk about that, you know, if and when Donald Trump and the other people working with him disclose this, it'll be like the biggest reveal in the history of the world, because it's been the biggest cover up in the history of the world, right? That's what they're saying. So it's going to be the world's biggest reveal and it will just be amazing. Oh, but people are going to freak out in the streets, you know. You know where this goes. And if you want to know where this is, keep going. We'll keep listening after this break. Well, hello and welcome back to the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast, episode 179. And we have been talking about Dan Fair's interview on Bill Maher's Club Random on the documentary Age of Disclosure, all about aliens and how they've been covered up. In terms of the various UFOs / UAPs, Dan does take a moment and talk about, look, man, the reason they call it an unidentified anomalous phenomena is so you can add in stuff that's found in the ocean or on land. It's not just in the air. It talks about how these have been recorded in the oceans, that the oceans are actually a major spot of alien activity. I'm sorry. Okay. You know, and he brings up old UFO stories that you guys have heard at various times, whether it be, oh, there was this submarine who heard this thing go by. There's a pilot who saw a dot. Speaking of the evidence, which is awful, I want to put a moratorium on fuzzy dot evidence. I don't think I can stand to look at any more fuzzy dots. Again, crashed UFO in a field in Nevada, I'm all in. Fuzzy dot on fuzzy screen. And again, you know, these days with high definition TVs and high definition screens, I mean, my iPad looks freaking sweet. You're still throwing the fuzzy dot on me. Like you can't unfuzz that shit at this point. Come on, man. You know, it can't be focused in so it can look like a thing. I've seen some of these before, the dots that are actually like, I remember seeing one that was a bit of electrical tape that had obviously like fallen off an airplane. Like it was obviously electrical tape. And it's like, stop telling me this is a thing that is electrical tape. I'm a grown up. Anyway, oh, back to their sort of important people as the cornerstone. One of their quote unquote, like important, credible people is Marco Rubio. I am not here to make a political stance one way or another. That's not what this is about. I will say that Marco Rubio is a generally credible person in this world. He is not a crazy UFO person, you know? So yes, Marco Rubio is credible as a human, but his stories are just vague in general. And he kind of gets, you know, pulled in to be like, oh, yeah, I guess it's happening. You know, there's nothing specific. And I think Marco Rubio actually put out a statement after this and was like, hey, man, I don't believe that dumb shit is basically what he said, you know, in a kind way. So even Marco Rubio was like, yeah, man, no. He kind of tried to distance himself from this because he then realized how crazy this all is. They double down on the, oh, the aliens have technology. Oh, and the ability to use energy, the ability to produce like energy at no cost because they have fusion or whatever. And again, this is just what a colossal waste of time. Bill Maher does make a great point when he kind of cuts in and he's like, hey, in terms of all the planets that we so far know, Earth is the Goldilocks planet, you know, and that is absolutely true, meaning that it is nice to remember that we live on an awesome planet and all the other planets, well, they really suck in comparison. Let's be honest about that. That is true. And I guess, and Dan does take that point, but continues with, you know, that there are alien corpses that have been, quote unquote, recorded on record, whatever record that is, right? He does draw the line at aliens taking human form, right? Because Bill asks him, so are there aliens among us who've like taken human form? And Dan's like, no, that would be crazy. Oh, but alien abductions is a serious maybe. Anyway, he doubles down. Dan doubles down on that these people he talked to are such serious people, several of whom may run for president. That's how serious they are. And it's like, yeah, I don't want my president believing in this crap. Like, if there's someone running for president who also believes the Age of Disclosure is a real movie, like, don't vote for them. That's bad. It's not adult. It's not serious. You guys, we are looking at something that is not serious. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we have to remember at the end of the day. And what makes it so hard is, again, that it is shown as such a serious thing, right? The production value, it reaches into our ape brain and kind of goes, this is serious, because we are used to what production values tell us when we watch, because we watch so much media, right? And a documentary formatted thing equals seriousness. And it takes us longer to realize, oh, wait, this is total bullshit, right? Something like Ancient Aliens has a style to it that tells us it's bullshit before we start. You know what I mean? They're over the top. And we're kind of used to it. We're like, oh, yeah, okay, there's the guy with the high hair. Okay, they're interviewing this weirdo. And we're having fun, right? We're having fun because I don't hate Ancient Aliens as much as many others, just because I think that a lot of people watch it just for a laugh, you know, and I got no problem with that. I like laughing. But with this, it's served up so serious with serious real people in it, you know, and it's an extra layer. Speaking of cover up, right? The real disclosure should be, yeah, we're full of it. Right. That's the real disclosure in Age of Disclosure. The real disclosure in Age of Disclosure is there's no such thing as aliens. Let's go beyond the third grade, you know? Seriously, I would flip the script and be like, I've heard this crap so many times that I'm like, hey, man, you know what I would dare? Here's my dare to Dan Farah. And it's honestly to any other pseudoscientist we deal with, right? It's always the same. Graham Hancock, whatever. Pick your poison. I'm like, dude, give me your top three best possibilities for real UFOs, right? For real ones. Like what? Give me your top three with the best evidence. You know, I would love to see a documentary on that, right? Where they really do science and they go, here's our three. And I don't want to hear the three best stories. I don't want to hear the three quote unquote credible people, because that's all eyewitness testimony bullshit. And we all know that eyewitness testimony is always full of holes, right? If we're on a murder trial, I don't want to just hear from credible people. I want to see the gun. I want to see the dead body. I want to see the hole in the glass of the one shot where they missed and it went through the window. I want evidence, artifacts, you know, the stuff that archaeologists need. Yeah, I want that. So give me your top three best evidence of aliens. You can pick anything, right? But make them good, give them to me and people like me, and see if I can debunk it. See if I can look at it seriously and go like, no, this isn't very good because of this, or not. I am definitely open-minded enough to deal with facts and artifacts, right? And reality. I totally am. Like I said, I always root for this stuff underneath it all. Do I want real evidence of aliens? Oh, hell yeah. That would be awesome. It'd be so interesting, you know? But let's think of what evidence they could have, right? Actual artifacts that aren't from this planet, right? Are there any like remains that aren't from this planet? Is there some kind of DNA evidence that isn't normal to animals and plants on this planet? Is there some sort of unknown material? How about that? Some sort of metal that's not quite metal or whatever it may be. Give me something real, right? There's almost like a feel of begging in my voice because it kind of is, you know, because I've gone through so many of these. I'd be like, I would love that. That would be so interesting. But they don't got it. They're just selling horse shit. And also what proves that, and again, Dan seems like a nice guy, but you know, his movie is still behind a paywall after all this time. I still got to pay $15 to watch Age of Disclosure after months of it being out. I hate to say it, but there is always a bit of shysterism with this stuff. You know, there's always a money grab in some way with this stuff. And it's crazy, but it always, and I am not here to call people shysters or grifters if they're not. Like see the glass is like half full with this stuff. I don't want to say it unless it's true, but I'm just saying, I'm like, dude, this documentary has been out for a while. Still got the money thing on it. Like, really? And $15? Give me a $2.99. Come on. I think in the end, you know, again, with the true disclosure, barring that the movie's totally full of crap and sadly uses old stories that we've all heard a million times already. Nothing new. Lame. The other true disclosure is, look, we here on this Goldilocks planet, we are alone. We are alone. If you know anything about speed of light and true distance in the universe, the aliens will never make it here and we will never make it there. So as Carl Sagan says, we are that pale blue dot, right? We are that pale blue dot floating on a moonbeam. We are that lucky, my friends, and we need to clean up this place right here and stop worrying about aliens that don't exist. And with that, I'll talk to you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the Pseudo Archaeology Podcast. Please like and subscribe wherever you like and subscribe. And if you have questions for me, Dr. Andrew Kinkella, feel free to reach out using the links below or go to my YouTube channel, Kinkella Teaches Archaeology. See you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. The Archaeology Podcast Network's chief editor is Rachel Roden. Our executive producer is Ashley Airy. Our social media and newsletter coordinator is Matilda Siebrecht. The APN was founded by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle on December 1st, 2014. We're supported by our amazing podcast hosts, many volunteers, and listeners like you. Check out membership at www.archpodnet.com/members.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.